And we've come now to the third of the three information boards, and this one deals particularly with Mill Street itself, and we'll be able to describe it later.
We have been going at a hell of a lick, haven't we, really? Because we've Olympic speed to get here in this short time. But we are now by the third of the boards that are being unveiled today. We've seen one that focuses on the malt house and links to the huge importance of brewing in Dorchester. We've seen one on Lot and Warn, the industrial side that was present here in the county town. And now we come on to this board called simply Mill Street. And the housing along this part, well, from here further on, but that's all the way along, was very, very poor. And the poorest people lived here. And you have only to read Hardy's works to be reminded of that. One of the reasons that this area developed, and more people were living in a very small area, was, ironically, that the landowner outside, on what are still to this day, I think, properly called Fordington Fields, was, of course, the Duke of Cornwall, the Prince of Wales. And for many years, the Prince was reluctant to sell any land beyond the boundaries of Fordington. And, of course, the population grew. Morning. The population grew, the housing became more densely packed, and disease was rife. Cholera, smallpox, and so on and so forth. And this situation began to change when the duchy finally released some land and Fordington was able to expand, and as a result of that, conditions improved. But not before various good people in Dorchester and Fordington had done all they could to help the community in Mill Street. And this board gives some of that story. So there was the Mill Street Mission, and that was followed by, and it still exists, the Mill Street Housing Association. And I think I'm right in saying, I'll be corrected, I'm sure, by Councillor Stella Jones and others, that the houses here on the left-hand side are all part of the Mill Street Housing Association development, which were replacing the appalling accommodation that existed here before. So, the third and final... You can't wait now, can you? If you'd only stop talking, you'd be able to see the blooming board, which is what you've come for. So I will now unveil the third board, but I would point out not only that Mark is taking a 45-minute tour of other bits of Fordington immediately after I stop speaking, but there is also further boards up here telling you more about the Mill Street Mission and this part of town, and they were put up by the Mill Street Housing Association. So these aren't the first boards in Fordington, but they do add to the story already told. So do look at that one as well, and it will mean that you don't have to look at Mark, which is a huge bonus. Anyway, enough of this. I'm going to unveil the third of the three boards. Very good, here we go.
And applause for Alistair as the third of the boards is unveiled. And it's interesting to see reference to Mixon Lane, which was Thomas Hardy's name for Mill Street, described in The Mayor of Casterbridge. So that's an interesting tie-up. And one of the photographs, the little hut of 57 Mill Street, circa 1905, when it became the Mill Street Mission, which we've already heard about, and the goodly number of people posing for the photograph and standing in the street and on some of the doorsteps of the bordering houses. So when you come along here, do have a look at that picture and read all about Mill Street.
Beautiful. It's also worth saying that the original idea goes a fair way back. It started with Councillor Stella Jones, who conceived the original idea. So, Stella, you planted an acorn, and here we have an oak tree.
And also to thank Miranda as well, who put
Miranda,
into the research for this as well. It's fantastic.
Can we have a round of applause?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. One final thing, because it's not like me not to be slightly contentious, is it? But it's wonderful that we have these signs around the town, and that anybody walking anywhere can learn more about, you know, various aspects of our story from these information boards. What I find incredibly sad and really quite unforgivable is that if you get off a train from Bath or Bristol or London or Southampton, there is nothing on the stations you arrive at that tells you anything at all about the town that you are either disembarking at or passing through. And I think that is an opportunity that we need to rectify, certainly in the next few years, because that is a green, sustainable way to get here. And wouldn't it be nice if a little bit of our story was told to those arriving by train? I shall shut up now.
Alistair, can I just add to that? Because many years ago, at Waterloo Station, I think it was Eldridge Pope, had a magnificent, great big, huge hoarding advertising Dorchester and obviously their beer. But it was a very attractive, inviting incentive to come to Dorchester. And that was...
poster from years ago.
Yeah, it was... Dorchester,
for Eldridge Pope, yes, yeah.
Yes, because Eldridge Pope, they had houses all over the south of England, and then in London as well.
Up the railway,
yeah.
Indeed. Anyway, I'm sure that is something that Derek here will help to happen.
West Dorset District Council did quite a big scheme in the 70s. The Waterloo thing was part of that, I think. They used some of my photos of the area in Dorchester. And in 1989, they did make signs for every town along the Bath-Bristol line, which included Dorchester West, and we put one up on Dorchester South as well, telling everybody about the town. Yeah. That was 40 years ago now, so yeah. they just were allowed to rot and then taken down because they were too faded.
It was called the Heart of Wessex line, I think, at the time, wasn't it?
It's still.
And still is, yeah.
It still is.
But I think we should be aiming high and going for the sort of, you know, the big stations to attract people to Dorchester.
Totally. And it's Roman history as well.
And it's
prehistoric history. Don't you think that's important?
Prehistoric history. Yes. That's what's so singular about it, isn't it? Yeah. Dorchester has historic history.
Yes.
And that's really singular. You won't find another town in this country that has historic history. Well said, Mark. You've encapsulated it.
What a wonderful praisey. Can I just say a quick thing, which is also about, obviously, here, very much it's also about Mr. Edwards, of course, who carried on the work of Mole, really. That's the way I would read it. And, of course, first of all, it was... deeds, not words, was the motto of the mission, and then it changed to others. And I think that was really important. So I just want to sort of remember Mr. Edwards, all the wonderful work that he did here in creating the mission and helping all these people in Mill Street. But also, I would say that actually, Miss Gobbier, who is also, she was a missionary here, Kate Gobbier, at the mission. She was also a suffragette, and she's also involved, she's one of the nominees for the Dorchester Shiros project. So she's up there and she's been nominated because she was a very important person. She lived in 15 Southwarks Road. And of course, that's where my grandmother lived after my grandmother lived in Fordington Vicarage, Old Vicarage in Salisbury Field, which if you're coming on the walk, we will be taking you around all of those places.
Absolutely. That'll be around about 4:30.
Dodge your cutting today.
And the Edwards, of course, is the Edwards of Edwards and Keeping, the accountant. So the, you know, the family is still here, and the name is still around.
But also, is it worth mentioning, David Edwards was absolutely brilliant in championing the residents of Charles Street when they were being evicted from their homes for the sort of fiasco of the so-called development there. And that was many years ago. But David was giving a lot of advice. He was an absolutely brilliant man. Mm.
Definitely a man of Dorchester, a man of Fordington, the man of the whole place.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. No, we have what we have as a result of a lot of people's hard work, recognition of our story, and this is just a small part of enhancing that with the three boards that I've had the great pleasure to unveil today. So, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, Alistair. Your fantastic words, your fantastic introduction, and we look forward to your next outing. When the Heritage Committee comes forward with its next project.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you all for coming. And, yes, enjoy the rugby match this afternoon, where I'm afraid England are going to get trounced. But that may just be because I'm called Alistair.
So from the Millstream Path and the Millstream, we'll return you now to the studio.